National Guard will offer rapid testing at TF Green Airport on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday after Thanksgiving. Those who do travel will have to quarantine for 14 days. President-elect Joe Biden's team announced on Thursday that he would be announcing his pick for Treasury Secretary around Thanksgiving. Among the handful of names believed to have been considered is Governor Gina Raimondo. Leading name is still Senator Elizabeth Warren. Others are saying the most likely choice, former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. Raimondo is the only governor on the list. And your weather word, mild with sun and clouds. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
We do have a small craft advisory in effect. Today, southwest winds 15 to 20, gusting to 30, waves 3 to 5 feet. Southwest winds tonight at 10 to 15, still gusting to 25, waves 2 to 4 feet. For tomorrow, northwest winds at 5 to 10, waves 2 to 3 feet. Sunday, northeast winds around 10 and waves 2 to 3 feet. Right now on Rhode Island Sound, winds are southwesterly at 20 to 25 knots. Next high tide in Newport Harbor at 11:49 this morning. The sun sets at 4:22. Sunrise tomorrow is 6:40, and the moon is in the first quarter. Once again, a small craft advisory for Narragansett Bay, and that's Boating and the Bay on WADK.
Rex Newberry.
Ah, that'll be the quote of the year from yesterday, right? If you didn't hear it, the governor of the state of Rhode Island stood up there before the new and improved state seal and said, "This is going to suck." There we go. Could be the new state motto. Just put that right up there where the other words used to be. Oh, man. All I can say is don't lose hope. Just don't lose hope, because we will get beyond this. I was thinking about this in the kitchen this morning, and I'll be quite forthcoming with you. I was listening to Timothy Cardinal Dolan, whom I listen to every morning, and he was saying the Mass. And I love Cardinal Dolan for a number of different reasons, not the least of which is he does an entire homily in about 40 seconds. I love that. You know, if you're a church going, if you're a God-fearing person, and you sit there in church, and the sermon or the homily or whatever you call it goes on and on and on and on and on, it's like, okay, we got it. And all that. And then, you know, you say, okay, give me patience and strength to get through this. It must be something I'm supposed to hear, and all of this has been going on for 20 minutes, but there must be the most important part. 40 seconds. Bing, bing, bing. The best one of those I ever heard, though, was from the priest who eventually got kicked out. Well, he left, and then they found him stealing, right? Which, of course, is one summer day, one of those masses in the afternoon, he gets up there and he says, okay, who wants to go to heaven? Everybody puts their hand up. And he says, okay, who wants to go tonight? Nobody put their hand up. He says, you're dead a long time. Prepare accordingly. On with the countdown. That was it. So, and that was fairly uplifting, you know. Today's was not uplifting at all. For a number of different reasons, and this is not the God Squad. That's a little up the dial from us, but it was just not particularly an uplifting thing. You have to take the good with the bad, and it's the time of the church year and all that, and things are a little grim. It's kind of reflective of the time. So he finished up, and you know, he did his thing. It's like, well, you know, we don't ordinarily do, and sometimes things turn sour on us, and this and that. And I'm like, ooh, Your Eminence, not really an uplifting deal here to send us on our way on a sunny Friday where we need some hope. So then he said, wait a minute, don't lose hope. That's it. We will get through this. We will prevail. We really will. And it's very easy to go the other way, particularly if you're knee-deep in the sewer that is social media. And it's gloom, 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 doom, doom, doom. The gloom is the bright spot in the doom. But we will get through this. We're going to come out changed. But you do believe we'll get through this, don't you? I mean, enough with this, oh, I've got a lockdown and I can't go see my person in the bar and I can't go and sit and drink stupid drinks and get all kinds of drunk and whatever. That's today and tonight and tomorrow and this weekend. What about next year? I mean, we have to have a little confidence in the future, don't we? So that's hope. And if we don't have hope, we don't have anything. So let's not lose hope. Here's how we don't lose hope. You go to your favorite restaurant, and you know what you do? You buy a gift card. And then next week, you go back. You don't have to go in. If you're not comfortable, you can stand at the door. They'll bring it out. A bunch of different things you can do. Go there next week and buy something else, like merchandise. Most restaurants now have T-shirts, you know. Everybody wants the T-shirts that the servers wear, and the restaurants get smart, and they sell them. So buy one of those. See, this is what kills the restaurants. It's not you going in and dropping $300 today and then never coming back. That's not what does it. It's you coming back week after week after week and having a little lunch or a little breakfast or coffee and or whatever, or a drink. But coming back the next week and doing it. That's how the cash flow goes. So the fact that we're going to be locked down or semi-locked down or whatever this is going to be, on the surface, keeps you from going to this place every week. So go every week and buy something. That's all. Look, you've got it. You would have spent it anyway. So do that, and then in that way, you'll have a gift to give to someone or a gift for yourself. Look, if you're just doing Thanksgiving by yourself, wear your new T-shirt around the house or drink out of your new mug. And then when things get better, and they will, might be 2 or 3 months, but it goes by like this. Look how fast 8 months has gone by. We are in week number 36. We are wrapping up week 36. We're almost in week 37. Next week, next Monday, will be day 264. 100 days, and it's a year. A year we've been at this, and look how fast it went by. So we'll be by this before you know it. And so just don't lose hope. It's very easy to criticize, and it's very easy to say some stupid things, and oh man, I have heard some of the most ridiculous things in the last 24 hours. I actually heard someone say out loud, the likelihood of you dying from COVID is less than 1%. Okay, what does that mean? That means somebody's dying. And you're okay with that. I'm not saying that you're going to prevent all loss of life, but think about what you're saying. You're saying it's okay if somebody's grandmother dies. What is that? How do we get to that? You don't really mean it. I don't think you really mean it. Because if you do, we're in trouble. I don't think you really mean it that way. I mean, what are you saying? You're 98% likely to survive this. What's the big deal? The only people that are dying are 90-year-olds. So I want my craft beer. What? Really? I don't think I want to live in a society where you are the shining example, quite frankly. So go live on some other planet and let those of us who are going to be here and have hope, right? Look, it is a worthy point of view. Beats the bleep out of the gloom and doom, I can tell you that. But gloom and doom's so much easier to wallow in, isn't it? Well, there's social media for that, so Good luck with all that. W80K's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report looks pretty good as we get closer and closer to wrapping up the reconstruction project. You've got a fairly good ride on the Newport-Bell Bridge both directions. Looks a little bit slow just past midspan eastbound. Your exit ramps look fairly good. Kalpfus is busy back to the jug handle at the moment. You're slow through the eastbound toll. The Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge looking good in both directions right at the moment. We are seeing the work zone set up for the day in the westbound lanes, but we're going to give you 4 or 5 minutes eastbound Boston Neck Road to the foot of the downtown Newport exits, maybe 6, and maybe 6 or 7 minutes westbound. But certainly a heck of a lot better than it's been. Mount Hope Bridge looking good end-to-end. We're slowing up a little bit northbound Boyd's Lane, Bristol Ferry Road as you get on the bridge. And the Sakana River Bridge looking good from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river to the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it is always VD into you. We keep an eye on these bridges. Check it again for you in less than 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being a part of their community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org.
Celebrate the holidays at Island Wine and Spirits, located in historic downtown Newport, with a large variety of wine, beer, and spirits, including local offerings. Shop their Thanksgiving sale November 20th through 28th, either in person, delivery, or order ahead in curbside pickup when you visit their website, islandwineri.com. Don't forget to join the Cheers Rewards program for extra savings on all your purchases. Conveniently located at 289 Broadway in Newport. Happy holidays from Island Wine and Spirits.
At Fresh Home Screen Printing, they believe that a great custom shirt experience begins by helping you transform your ideas into a shirt that conveys your message. Locally owned and operated for over 14 years, their artists work with you to create the highest quality custom shirts to represent your business, school, team, or event. So for your next custom screen printing or embroidery project, call Fresh Mode Screen Printing today. 401-267-0123 or click fmscreenprint.com. Quite simply, they don't miss deadlines.
For over 30 years, Flint Audio Video Middletown has been Rhode Island's premier destination for television, home audio, Wi-Fi networks, and smart home control. Their showroom is packed with the industry's best from Sony, Samsung, and LG. For home audio, you'll find JBL, Sony, Sonos, and Yamaha. All are set up for you to experience before you buy. Home and business camera systems are more popular than ever, and Flint has everything from simple doorbell cams to fully installed multi-camera on-site monitoring systems. They provide free in-home consultation, free delivery, and setup on most TVs, and comparable pricing with the largest retailers. Construction projects, large or small, Flint will work with your contractor to be sure your home is wired right. The holiday season is here. Flint is loaded with gift ideas, large and small. Stop by Flint Audio Video today in the Aquitnik Center, East Main Road in Middletown, or visit them online at flintav.com.
You absolutely love your new vehicle, but you would also love lower monthly payments. Call People's Credit Union or go online to check out their great low rates. People's Credit Union takes the hassle out of auto loan refinancing by making it so easy. Just visit peoplescu.com and apply for a loan today. People's Credit Union will help you make the most of your hard-earned money. Go to peoplescu.com today.
This segment is sponsored by the Online Review of Rhode Island History, the state's leading history blog at smallstatebighistory.com. Each week, we release a new article about our state's fabulous history. That's smallstatebighistory.com.
Make Muriel's award-winning seafood chowder right at home. Purchase our chowder packets at local seafood counters. Dave's Market in East Greenwich, Clements, and Belmont Markets in South County. Anthony Seafood right in Middletown, or buy online at NewportChowderCompany.com.
WADK weather.
Today, partly sunny and breezy, high 57. Partly cloudy tonight, low 47. Tomorrow, partly sunny once again, high 58. A few clouds will stick around tomorrow night, low 39. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler, high 48. Overcast Sunday night with late showers, low 44. Kicking off the week on Monday, cloudy with a few sulky morning showers, followed by rain and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 55. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Get the latest news 24/7 at WADK.com. 1540 WADK. WADK.
You can call me at 846-1028. 846-1028. You wanna take me on and tell me how I'm wrong to say don't lose hope? By all means. I could use some gloom and doom. Why not? 846-1028. You'll be fine. It is not a total lockdown. You can go out and get food. You can go and do your errands. You have to work at home unless you work in certain industries. And it's 2 weeks. You'll be fine. And it doesn't start till a week from Monday because the virus knows, which is the other thing that's ridiculous. But look, we've got to get through this, and we will get through it. So it'll be fine. We won't be the same, but we'll be all right. So I just got clickbaited. There was a what do they call it? An infographic that purports to list the first locations of 50 American fast food chains. And this was from MeTV, which found one for almost all 50 states. So naturally, where do I go? I look at Rhode Island. And you know what they say? The first Rhode Island was the first location of a fast food chain called Del's Frozen Lemonade. What? What food group is that? I mean, the rest of them are okay. Subway was founded in Connecticut. Dunkin' Donuts was founded in Massachusetts. McDonald's was actually started in California. And Shake Shack comes from New York. What's Florida? I can't make this out. Oh, Burger King from Florida. Yes. Yes. Very, very good. Hardee's was from North Carolina. Is that right? I thought that Hardee's would have been from Indiana or somewhere. Indiana is Burger Chef. Ohio is Wendy's. Illinois is Jimmy John's. Is that Iowa? Yes, Iowa is Made Right. Colorado is Chipotle. Arizona is Cold Stone Creamery. Or is that Nevada? No, Nevada's up there. What? I didn't know Caesar's Palace was a fast food place. That was Nevada. No, I'm kidding. But what a disappointment. Del's Frozen Lemonade. Look, I like Del's Frozen Lemonade. It's not fast food. It's not food at all. It's refreshment. It's a way of life. It's mother's milk. It's plasma. But what would have been a fast food chain that actually started in Rhode Island? There was one. I'm pretty sure it started in Rhode Island. You have to go way back. But, actually there were a couple, now that I think about it. There are two possible right answers to the fast food chain that started in Rhode Island. It was not Del's. And, so we'll see if you know. I'll give you the answer in a few minutes. You have to go kind of back in time. Not a ton of time. Well, it's 50 years. Yeah, now that I think about it, it is 50 years. And maybe a little longer than that. But we'll have the answer, and then I'll bear myself out. Starbucks, of course, in Washington State, started in Seattle. Do you consider Starbucks fast food? Well, I suppose if you consider Dunkin' Donuts fast food, you have to consider Starbucks fast food, right? I mean, they do sell food. Which brings up the whole thing we were talking about yesterday about the definition of restaurants and the legal definition of restaurants. And how it is a little blurry. I mean, yes, you can, yes, it fills the definition of a place that prepares food to be consumed, but one of the dictionary definitions is that a restaurant is a place where food is consumed to be consumed sitting down on the premises. So, I mean, you have to kind of meander around that. And I suppose if you think about these different places, I mean, that rules Dell's out because, well, they don't really sell anything other than lemonade. They might sell the occasional bag of pretzels, but you certainly can't sit down because it's a truck. And they have the little stands. I suppose, technically, at the stands, there's a picnic table, so you could sit down. Yeah, okay. Sure. Now, they are not counted in the number of restaurants. When we talk about how many restaurants there are in the state of Rhode Island, the number's around 3,000. That does not include not only the Dells, it does not include the donut shops. It refers to something called eating and drinking establishments, but it's not liquor license dependent because there's a different number of liquor licenses. So it's a very narrow and very, very critically defined bit of terminology. And there's a lot of things going on here. You have licensing. I mean, Dell's does have to have many of the same licenses that the mooring has to have, but not all of them. And so it's a peculiar thing. You get into areas of liability, which is what drives most of this, let's face it. When we talk about, well, what's the legal term? Is it a restaurant? When is it open? Does it have to be closed? Does it come under this law or that law? And I'm surprised, quite frankly, that there haven't been more challenges, maybe because these restaurant owners, in the face of the rule changes, the restrictions, the lockdowns, etc., that we find ourselves again facing, and the restaurant owners are just so punch drunk by all of what they've had to encounter that they just don't have anything left. I'm on the canvas. I can't answer the bell. You're killing me. But I'm surprised that there have not been more challenges. And, you know, who knows? We get through this thing. We get a vaccine. Human nature takes over. You know, there'll be somebody looking to get rich off this. And I'm sure you'll see some class action suits. And there'll be the ads like the asbestos ads that you hear now, you know. Were you injured? Did you lose money in the great pandemic? Well, we can get money back from you. Just call the law offices of so-and-so and so-and-so. And you pay nothing, and you also get nothing, and whatever. Hey, we're going to see if we can ring up Lars on Block Island. We actually have some Block Island news to talk about, and we'll catch up with Lars if he is about. So we'll get to him momentarily. Let us check the bay.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Now, there is a small craft advisory in effect through late tonight for Narragansett Bay. Southwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 30 today, gusting to 25 tonight. Waves 3 to 5 feet today, 2 to 4 feet tonight. Northwest winds tomorrow at 5 to 10, and waves 2 to 3 feet. Sunday, northeast winds around 10, and waves 2 to 3 feet. On Rhode Island Sound right now, southwest winds are at 20 to 25 knots. Next high tide in Newport Harbor, 11:49 this morning. Sunset at 4:22, sunrise tomorrow at 6:40, and the moon is in the first quarter. Once again, a small craft advisory until tomorrow at 1 in the morning, when most decent people are asleep, and you have to be off the roads. And that's Boating in the Bay. You have to be off the bay by 1 in the morning. That's an interesting question. On WADK.
Why has Custom House Coffee won Newport Life's best coffee more than 10 times? Because we do everything we can to brew the absolute best coffee. We start with the finest, high-grown, specialty-grade beans, which cost significantly more than regular commercial-grade coffee. We roast daily in small batches on 2 state-of-the-art Dietrich roasters, so the beans are always fresh. The beans are stored in airtight containers until they are ground, just before brewing the coffee. We use plenty of coffee grinds in relation to the water. more than most. The result is a much richer, flavorful cup where you can really taste the coffee with or without cream and sugar. We brew into insulated thermal carafes so the coffee is never cooked. Traditional glass carafes on hot burners ruin the coffee almost immediately. It takes a real commitment to produce the best possible coffee, but we have been up to the challenge for nearly 18 years. Custom House Coffee, 796 Aquidneck Avenue, Middletown, Rhode Island.
1540. WADK.
Here's 1 minute of what you need to know on this Friday. Well, Rhode Island will be on pause starting November 30th. Can't really go anywhere. The CDC warns against traveling to visit relatives and friends this Thanksgiving and holiday season. Start with the schools. Newport School Superintendent Colleen Burns-Germain said Newport will continue the plans now in place for all city schools. No changes to the Rogers schedule. Statewide, Raimondo says high schools have to go to 25% capacity. Organized school sports will be canceled until January. Some businesses must close. Indoor dining and restaurants down to 33%. One Newport area restaurateur says he's stunned. Only members of the same household allowed at a table. Bars have to close, including those in restaurants. However, you can still get a cocktail at the table. Houses of worship down to 25% for a two-week period. Colleges and universities remote only. Salve announces it's suspending in-person classes. Casinos, Tiverton will close Sunday night at 10. President-elect Biden says he'll announce his pick for Treasury Secretary around Thanksgiving. Governor Gina Raimondo is still on the list. And your weather word, mild with sun and clouds. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
It's time to schedule your preseason heating service. A furnace that's not clean can distribute harmful debris around your house, making you more prone to colds and other viruses. The trained professionals from Superior Comfort Incorporated will ensure your furnace is operating safely and efficiently for the complete seasonal tune-up. Their expert technicians will check for dirty or clogged filters that can cause overheating, as well as thermostat malfunctions and ignition control complications that can lead to intermittent or no heat. For the safety of your family, they also do carbon monoxide checks and ensure your system has adequate combustion air and equipment clearances. Preventative maintenance matters. Schedule an appointment with Superior Comfort Incorporated and enjoy peace of mind knowing your heating systems will be ready when you need it the most. Call 401-396-9171, 401-396-9171, or find them online at superiorcomfortinc.com. Set up a service plan today.
Seasons are changing, and we need to rethink our actions as we navigate through these times. We want to help, so we've developed a program called Yes, We're Open. Every Tuesday at noon on AM 1540 WADK, Bruce Newberry will be talking to area business owners and managers about what they're doing to survive and thrive. Topics will include safety protocol measures, special offers, sales, live and virtual events, and so much more. So tune in every Tuesday at noon to be educated and entertained. You can also visit WADK.com or Mix993.com and click on the Yes, We're Open banner for links and updated information. Please support local business. They're counting on you. This program is brought to you by
Ben's Furniture, Carl's Collision, Humphrey's Building Supply, Superior Comfort, Bellevue Kids, and French Confection.
Middletown's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
Gonna have to come up with a new version of that song. Tom's Diner. She's gonna have to do something other than I'm sitting in the diner. She's gonna have to say I'm sitting behind plexiglass and I've got my mask on, and you know, you gotta get up with the times here, Suzanne, right? The great Suzanne Vega with Tom's Diner bringing us in here. Hey, Lars Tronson joins me on the line. I pressed 1 in the new spiffy Block Island Times phone system, and here you are.
Yes, like magic.
It's amazing. You're to be commended for your technological wizardry.
We finally got into the 20th century here at the Block Island Times. We're very happy.
Now, can I ask a really dumb question? And it's gonna seem a little bit kind of snobbish. Is there caller ID on Block Island?
Is there caller ID?
Yes.
We just got caller ID on our office phones this week.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
So you came up as Bruce Newbery.
Oh, my. Well, I'm glad.
And, and I actually identifies you as Bruce Newbery of the Block Island Times.
Oh, very good. Well, I'm proud to be associated with you.
Oh, yes, as we are, definitely. So it just literally, we got it this week. We had a phone system that our tech guy was actually, I think, thought was really sad and pathetic. So he came up and modernized it a little bit. So here we are. We're, as I said, we're in the late 20th century here at the Block Island Times.
It's not a bad place to be.
We'll get considering, right? Yeah, definitely.
There you go.
But anyway, what's going on in the world?
Well, you know, the big thing is that we could really be in a situation where we might lose hope. So we have to try not to lose hope. And it's very difficult.
That's a very, yeah. Yeah. No. I you're right. It's the word fatigue is dropped a lot lately. It's just, we've got to, my approach, I take the AA approach. It's one day at a time. You know what I mean? That's what I try to wrap my mind around is the 24-hour period, you know? I get through that as best I can, and then I pick it up again in the morning. That's kind of the way it works for me, you know? Some days it does, of course, and some days it doesn't.
Of course.
That's what I try to do is not look beyond the task at hand, if you will.
That's good. Think about how fast time has gone by, though. In what we have faced in this ordeal,
it's gone by very quickly, but it also has been an incredible time frame as well. I mean, it just looking past, and again, I don't think of this thing in the past tense at all. But
that's true.
If you look at the past 7 or 8 months, it's just been an amazing, amazing amount of activity. You know, the decisions and discussions and business and everything, you know, has been thrown into the mix. Sorrow and joy and weddings.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
We've had some tragedy, and it's just been an incredible cornucopia of events and incidents and everything, you know?
I mean, this is to this generation and to several generations, what it must have been like during World War II.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you just had that hanging over your head every day. You go through your everyday life, but you have this hanging over your head every day, and you can't escape it.
I think about that quite a bit. If you look at those two periods of time, the decade leading up to World War II was the Depression, and
yes.
People in this country were hardened people. They went through an incredibly difficult time where literally life was hard scrabble. You know what I mean? You had to do what you had to do to stay alive. It had to be an incredibly tough period for, you know, outside of those who, you know, we've always had at the strata of incredibly rich people. But beyond that, it had to be a tough, tough time. You know, food, clothing, travel, you know, all difficult to come by. The time frame leading up to this was pretty posh, you know?
That's true. That's an excellent point. So we weren't really hardened for this.
That to me historically would be the difference. You
that's
know,
an excellent
we didn't
point.
Really have to, we didn't really have to go through a period of pain prior to this event. So it's something that we're not quite used to, you know?
Yeah. Were we in any way prepared? And I don't mean in a supply sense. I mean in a mental
right.
and an emotional sense, which is what I think you're talking about.
Well, I mean, again, I'm saying this as a whole. There are, of course, pockets of deep economic depression in this country. Always they exist. You
yes.
know? But that has not been reflected, unlike the 30s, when there was great documentation of the suffering that people were going through. That segment of our population has really been shunted off to the side. We don't make movies about poor segments of people anymore, families. The books aren't written about that segment of the population, unlike very much that time frame when you had the Grapes of Wrath and things like that.
Wait, that's a point, isn't it? my kids are just reading the actually my youngest is reading The Grapes of Wrath.
And that's a stunningly beautiful book.
It really is, but that's a great point. We're not writing. We're hearing about the abject poverty and the conditions under which people have to live in sections of some of the great cities and some of the other areas. But you're right. It is.
Yeah.
It's not being made into books or movies or whatnot. And in fact, well, what is taking its place? Is anything taking its place to not so much document it, but to portray it? And I don't think there is.
No, I don't think so. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It's opulence and wealth that's being celebrated.
It's being portrayed,
you know?
That's, I mean, for sure.
You know, you had those movies that came out of the 30s and whatnot, these stories of, you know, rural America, these great stories, you know. And factory workers and just office workers and things like that. Those stories are not being told anymore.
That's absolutely right. Because now I wonder if
and that those stories are happening. I mean,
yes, they are. But think about this for a minute, though. What was the redemption in those stories? The redemption was that in the end, there was some achievement, or at least some reconciliation on an individual basis. That is not happening. Achievement is not even prized anymore. We look for.
Well, you would. That would often be the movie version of the story that you're talking about. The Grapes of Wrath, the book, it's bleak.
Oh, it is bleak. Yes.
There is a moment of redemption, a human moment of kindness, but it's awfully bleak, you know. It's what they couldn't do in the version in the 40s, of course. But,
yes.
But the book versions and the play versions of the stories that we're talking about, you know, whether it's God's Little Acre or whatever it is, it's much different than the movie versions.
Well, that's true. Even books that are a little bit more modern than that, works like Raisin in the Sun. Where you do have, you have moments of redemption and moments of where people are having at least a glimmer of light. But yeah, it's not a happy ending. You're right.
Right. But I think that's one of the things that happened in the last 4 years, Bruce, was that the fact that the middle part of this country where they're still farming and those stories happening, I think people just felt ignored, you know, frankly.
Oh, I believe it. And now that I've gotten a chance to actually...
Quite rightly.
Oh, quite rightly. I get to spend some time in part of that area, and it still goes on in counties in Vermont where that's the way of life.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, and people are gathering much as they gathered 40, 50 years ago to talk about, you know, how the cows are doing and how the dirt is doing and the soil and things like that. And yeah, that's being widely ignored. Now we're all supposed to be just software engineers.
You guys, you know, you go to selectmen meetings in those little towns in New Hampshire, Vermont, and they're meeting upstairs at the library or upstairs at the local whatever, you know what I mean? And it's still the way it was done 60, 70 years ago.
Yes. And that is...
You know, we just don't see it anymore enough.
We don't see it enough. That is an excellent point. And I think it goes back to something that I've said for many, many years, that we're not putting the emphasis on the achievement, the way that someone is able to overcome adversity. There's a modern story, and it really comes back to the day's headlines. We all know Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott, and she told the story of her mother. And her mother, I guess it was Mother's Day that she was telling this, her mother rose up and had a lot of things going against her, surroundings, economic circumstance and so forth. And I guess to top it off, was told that she could not be successful in the way that she wanted to be successful, which is in the area of public health. And she ignored all of that, pulled herself up, put herself through school, and ended up prevailing and running a municipal, if not a metropolitan, public health organization in New York City.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I did not know the story. Wow.
So where, and I've asked some people who carry that ball and say, we must, you know, allow for this group and that group. And I say, where are the individual stories of triumph today? Where are they? Why are we not hearing them? Why is that the only story that, that we know in the modern day?
Right. Right.
And I think those two are connected. I think what you have been talking about, the fact that the fact that people are in circumstances but can in this country still rise above them and pull themselves out of them. It's not being shown. You know, it's not that it's being reported. It's not being celebrated. It's not being portrayed. I think that's your point, and it's an excellent one.
Well, I just think of, you know, like the opening first hour of The Deer Hunter, which is almost like a documentary.
Yes.
About these blue collar guys going to work and getting married and drinking and all that stuff. And I mean, when was the last, that's 40 some odd years ago now, that movie, and you just don't see it anymore.
Well, again, you do, but it's not in the mainstream because it doesn't come out of the media centers of New York and Los Angeles. You have all of these software types that are coming in from, you know, Coventry, Rhode Island and places like that. They're getting caught up in the glitter and glamour of New York City and they're forgetting about it. I mean, it still goes on. There's still deer camp in Vermont. That's one of the things they had to shut down because of COVID. They had to shut down deer camp.
Right, right. Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm not laughing about that, but I'm laughing about those are the stories that we could still have fun telling.
Yes. No, that's an excellent point, Lars. I think you're onto something with this. I really do. But I think we're kind of talking about the same thing that, you know, in that we can't lose hope.
Right. 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 People are still going to work, still doing their thing, still cheering on their team. Still doing it every day.
Every day. You know,
yeah.
It really is kind of an amazing thing. Hey, let me pause and check traffic here momentarily because that is an ongoing thing as well. And then we'll continue here with Lars. We'll talk about what is going on Block Island and what may not be going on. But we'll get to that in a minute. Time for WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. Good ride on the Newport Pell Bridge as we wrap up the reconstruction project. Looking at that slow spot that we've been seeing all week long just before the 3rd Street overpass, it's not a backup. It may be what's left of the construction zone. And then you roll on down the Connell off-ramp just fine. You are busy on the Calphus ramp. It's back to the jug handle, just some slow traffic, extra time at the stoplight. You are slow both directions through the toll plazas. Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge moves well. You do have the work zone on the North Kingstown side. Otherwise, 5 minutes, 6 minutes perhaps, either direction from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. On the Mount Hope Bridge, looking good end-to-end, and the Sakana River Bridge moves at the speed limit from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. We are seeing some slow traffic north of the bridge on 24 before the main road exit, but then you're free up to the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it is always VD in you. We look at these bridges every 30 minutes, right on through the midday. It's always VD and you.
This portion of programming is sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs. At Batteries Plus, they do more than fix phones and tablets. They help their neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online at batteriesplus.com.
At Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, the Flower Cart is a full-service floral shop that makes your floral vision come to life. In addition to custom offerings for landmark events, Clements carries fresh-cut flowers, blooming plants, and more. They custom-make fruit or gourmet gift baskets. And don't miss Clements' extensive line of Asher's Gourmet Chocolates, Papyrus Greeting Cards, and the Yankee Candle Collection. Your neighborhood store and so much more. Clements Marketplace.
Holiday spirits abound, as usual, at Fifth Ward Liquor. Stop by for your favorite spirits and some new ideas. Now in stock, Sierra Nevada Celebration IPA. Seth has some great values like Penhook Bourbon, $36.99. Pinnacle Vodka, 175, is only $19.99. Terramana Blanco Tequila, 1 liter, $39.99. Look for Relax Riesling 750 mLs, $11.99. And Barefoot Bubbly, $9.50. Fifth Ward has Bud and Bud Light 12-pack bottles and cans for just $12.99. Harpoon Tis the Season Variety 12-packs are in. And yes, the Georges de Boeuf Nouveau is available. All this and so much more at Fifth Ward Liquor, 695 Lois Thames, Newport. And Fifth Ward will be closed on Thanksgiving Day.
The fun starts quicker with Fifth Ward Liquor. You better take the fifth.
this Saturday and every Saturday afternoon at 1, WADK, WADK.com, and Corrigan Financial present Classic High School Football as we bring you some of our game broadcasts from the last 20 years. And this Saturday, it's Rogers against Middletown, a game that was played in September of 2006. This is Bob Angel. Joining me on the coverage that day were Jim Ascoli and Chris Richards. Classic High School Football, Saturdays at 1 on WADK and WADK.com. Brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar and the Surf Club, Clements Marketplace, Newport Propane, West Main Pizza of Portsmouth, and by Corrigan Financial.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
WADK weather.
Today, partly sunny and breezy, high 57. Partly cloudy tonight, low 47. Tomorrow, partly sunny once again, high 58. A few clouds will stick around tomorrow night, low 39. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler, high 48. Overcast Sunday night with late showers, low 44. Kicking off the week on Monday, cloudy with a few sulky morning showers, followed by rain and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 55. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Stay connected. Follow us on Twitter, 1540 WADK.
We are talking with Lars Trotson, who is on Block Island, and time marches on, and there are things that are scheduled for Block Island for around this time of the year. What's the latest?
So this is the time of year where we usually have our holiday stroll.
Yeah.
This was going to be the 30th year of the holiday stroll, but the town council met and like a lot of governing bodies, you know, they're threading the needle here as best they can, you know. And so the stroll itself, as far as a thing that would be promoted and advertised, is canceled.
Hmm.
Because everybody's saying, the health organizations are saying this is not a great time to travel. Keep things quiet for definitely what the governor said, keep things quiet as best you can. I think she said only have Thanksgiving with people in your own home. You know what I mean?
Right. People that
I'll be having a.
So are you a household of one?
I'm going to have a party of one.
Yikes.
Great.
Small turkey.
It's going to be a Cornish game hen. You know what I mean? So the council, and a lot of other things that they're talking about that, but that was on Monday night, on Wednesday night. And so they made that decision and sent out a little notice that the stroll itself had been canceled. So, we'll see what happens with that. Again, we're kind of back into a time frame of uncertainty, I guess. Like I think it would be foolish to predict what's going to happen, in terms of people traveling or not traveling. So, as I think we said earlier in the week, the people will act the way they want to at this point. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We know the rules. We've been told the guidelines. We know where the goalposts are. But again, I think people are going to make individual decisions based on their own experiences and their own world perspective, which, I guess that's where we're at.
It's true. And I'll give you a perfect example. There was a positive case in my daughter's school yesterday. Now,
okay.
The school does not get shut down. There is contact tracing that goes on. And now the person who tested positive is not in school. And now they're tracing contacts who was on this young lady's bus and who's in this class and who's in the activities that she belongs to and so forth. But we had a talk last night and my wife said, okay, what are you going to do? And my daughter says, I'm going, I'm fine. I've got a mask. We're doing the sanitizing thing and I stay away from people and I'm good. And so I think that that's a microcosm of how we kind of have to deal with things over the next few weeks or so until whatever is next is going to happen.
Right. And I'm guessing the school system is giving you a choice as to whether you want to go back into school or go online. Is that right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, yes, under these circumstances, we could have the option of going virtual. We chose not to take that at the beginning of the year, and it's not the easiest thing in the world. You can't really go back and forth. So once you've committed to in person, you can't really, oh, today I'm going to be virtual, because some of the kids were doing that, and it just doesn't work. But at this point it would be a choice on a day-to-day basis if she did not want to go to school, if she didn't feel as though she were safe and she could participate virtually or just treat it like it's a sick day, or two or three until we know where we're going. Now they only have 2 days next week and then they're off on Thanksgiving and then, they will be going to, and then they will be off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then they're virtual for the following week or two anyway. Go ahead.
Do they do the pod system in the school where you're really in groups that you stick with one group?
More or less. The whole idea is that yes, there are specific pods and things, but it's not like, oh, you're in this group, so you have to go here. I mean, she's with her own class and things like that. I mean, there are seating charts. It's very well organized, and this particular school has done an exemplary job of dealing with things. They have not had any kind of an outbreak. There's been one here, one there. And the school goes from pre-K all the way through to high school. So it's very well done. But the point I was trying to make, and I only have 10 seconds, I just found out, is that, they've got it handled, as we all must have. I may call you back.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan, but perhaps it's one of life's big decisions that you've been putting off. Are you soon to be concerned with paying for a college education? Are you approaching that time when you need to provide help for aging parents? And what about you and your eventual retirement? For decision-making processes like these, that's where Corrigan Financial comes in. Every new client starts with a comprehensive financial plan. Clients work with their own team of credentialed planners, investment professionals, and support staff, including CPAs, CFPs, and CMAs, to help make informed decisions and move in the right direction financially. It's a planning process that is ongoing, with updates at least annually. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, everything begins with a plan tailored specifically for you. Welcome to the world of Corrigan Financial, celebrating 30 years of helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Hello again, Bruce Newberry, your food dude, saying don't stay away. Everyone at your favorite restaurant misses you and is ready to welcome you back, assuring you will be safe and comfortable because we are fresh, clean, and inspected. So come back soon. I have suggestions in the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro, Saturday 11 to 1. Brought to you by the...